USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New unemployment filings fell to 787,000 during the holiday week, clouded with uncertainty around impending changes to benefit payments. Additionally, just over 300,000 claims were filed under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program for self-employed, gig workers, and freelancers. A winter storm is dropping up to 18 inches of snow over western Texas this New Year's Eve, while forecasters also warn of tornadoes in the deep south. The National Weather Service in Norman, Oklahoma, saying 12 to 18 inches of snow possible in southwest Texas, with another 3 to 5 inches predicted for western Oklahoma by Thursday night. Meanwhile, tornadoes are possible from southeast Texas across Louisiana and into southern Mississippi. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
A new strain of the coronavirus that's more contagious has been found in a 30-year-old California man. The mutant strain, first seen in the UK, was diagnosed for the first time in the United States earlier this week in a Colorado man. Now, California health officials say a 30-year-old San Diego man with no recent history of travel has been diagnosed with the new strain. As far as if the vaccines will protect against the new strain, Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"You should take any worry that you have and understand that the vaccines still look like they're going to work, but a more contagious variant means it is more critical that we follow those basic public health measures, especially this New Year's."
The Trump administration is slapping tariffs on aircraft manufacturing parts from France and Germany. The U.S. also adding tariffs on certain non-sparkling wine, cognac, and other grape brandies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As we reflect on 2020, we look back on the coronavirus and how it dominated nearly all aspects of society. Coronavirus Task Force member and one of the nation's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, calling the outbreak his worst nightmare.
"This is a really serious problem. It is truly historic. We haven't even begun to see the end of it yet."
For most of Americans, the coronavirus pandemic began to get real during the first few days in mid-March when it seemed the whole world was shutting down. Denver Nuggets coach Mike Malone reacting to the suspension of the NBA season.
"You think this is, you know, it's not going to affect us. We're the NBA. One of our players has the coronavirus. And, you know, who knows what that means for their team and the other teams that, you know, have been with them. So..."
The nation's first major outbreak of coronavirus took place in a Seattle-area nursing home. Washington Democratic Governor Jay Inslee dealing with the first outbreak.
"And we also know that an increased risk of rapid spread of COVID-19 among persons who are living in congregate settings, such as long-term care facilities, and most residents of long-term care facilities are at an increased risk of this virus."
More than two dozen deaths were linked to the life care centers of Kirkland, Washington, as the virus spread among people who were the most vulnerable. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.